survive by your love and by your grace and by your blessings. Lord, also bless the service this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. What I want to speak this morning to the Lord, first of all, the Lord, early the week laid on my heart, vision. And then, yesterday, it changed. But this morning, He brought it together again. And this morning, I want to speak to you about an eagle. But I want to speak about vision. Because if you think this, we are all tired. Some of us sit here this morning, we demotivated. In my other messages, we were speaking about how discouraged we are and how much fear in our lives that's caused by unforgiveness and all these things. And we sit with these things and we look back at a year and we don't know how we got here. And God says we need to have vision for 2021. And vision for 2021, God wants to restore each one of us. He wants to restore you today. And you must have vision. We're going to read Isaiah 40 verse 28. And let's say, don't you know, haven't you heard, I am the eternal God, the creator of the ends of the earth. I do not grow tired or weary, and my understanding cannot be faint. Isaiah 40, 29 says, I am the one who gives might to the faint, renewing strength for the powerless. And then in 30 says, even boys grow tired and weary, and young men collapse and fall. And this is one of the theme verses for this morning. But those who keep waiting on me, the Lord says to us, well, I will renew your strength. You will soar on the wings like eagles. You'll run and not grow weary. You'll walk and not grow tired. And then also, I just want to touch on Psalm 103:2, but verse 5. It says, each day that we live, He provides for our needs and gives us the strength of a young eagle. And then comes the warning from God in 1 Peter 5:8. Be clear-minded and alert. Your opponent, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Listen to the words, like a roaring lion. He's not a lion. He's imitating. He's copy-paste. He tried to copy-paste the lion of Judah, but he's not. But you know what? Sometimes we fall into the prey of Satan. Sometimes we fall into his traps. And this is what I want to speak about. But first I want to look at the principles of an eagle. You know that there's 60 different species of eagles in the world. They say that eagles can fly at a high altitude and can reach 10,000 feet. It's got a wingspan of up to 2.5 meters. The flying speed, normal flying speed, is 170 kilometers per hour. That's fast. When it's diving down to prey, it's up to 220 kilometers per hour. It's a kingly animal because this animal is not part of the food chain. There's no animal that hunts an eagle because it can't get there. It's too high. Secondly, an eagle... They are very powerful. They're the most powerful bird in the world. They say that its grip is 10 times stronger than a strong man's. It carry up prey up to 4 times their own weight. Then, an eagle has got strong vision. And this is our message this morning, vision. If you look at the vision in Job 39, 27 to 9, it says, in short, it builds his nest on the high. It dwells on a cliff. A crack in the rock is its stronghold. From there, it detects its food from afar. It's got 8 times better sight than man. It's got sight of 270 degrees. That's almost right around his head. But also the most amazing thing is that the eyes can look independently. While he's looking this side, he can look 45 degrees to the other side. So he can look independently. They have the ability to focus onto something up to 5 kilometers away while it's up in the air. 5 kilometers, a little rabbit or some small animal that's even camouflaged. They can see a wider range of colors than humans and can see even UV light. When an eagle sights his prey, he narrows his focus on it and sets out to get it. The eagle will not move its focus until it gets it. And that's what God wants us this morning. He wants us to focus first of all on our prey. But our prey with a difference, to narrow down our praying lives, to narrow it down to getting back on our knees again for God and not falling to be a prey for the enemy. You see, we need to have vision like an eagle. We need to be at the high place. We need to be there where we can look afar and see the enemy and see what's coming. Because that's what vision is. Vision is basically to see in the future. In Proverbs 29:18, where there is no vision, it says, the people perish. So any person without a vision, you are busy perishing. Eagles do not regularly eat dead things. That's one of the characteristics of an eagle as well. It doesn't eat normally eat or regularly eat dead things. But in wintertime, when the lakes and the rivers are frozen, they have to. And they become scavengers as well in wintertime. And this is our things in our life as well. How many things are there? How many rotten meat is there out there that's been laid on tables by the enemy for us to devour, for us to enjoy? But it's dead. Everything that we eat is dead. All this negativity that people impart in our life. And God says this morning, these is the things that is going to keep us grounded. We're the chickens. And we won't be able to fly. You see, it prevents us to fly high above the storms. And this is the amazing thing about an eagle. Listen to this. An eagle gets excited when the storm is coming. He gets excited because he uses the raging storms and the winds to lift just higher. And then it just hovers far above the storms. It's not even affected by it. So this gives an eagle an opportunity to glide for hours. They reckon sometimes for days, depends on the storms. See, in the meantime, all the other birds and animals were scattering around looking for hiding places. And that's why we found ourselves with the chickens. Sometimes we're running around. Well, the South African pictures hunas millies. Ons moet millies saai. We have to sow the millies, not pick somebody hunas. So what we do is we need to get up from that and shake the dust off our feathers today. Because we are intelligent like eagles. Eagles, they say, is very intelligent. They dive in from the sun. They get the direction of the sun. And when they go into their prey, they dive directly from the sun to the prey. So the prey can't even see them coming. And that prey has no. And they say they use you know, the stealth aircraft, they use that tactics as well. Now, an eagle's instinct, this is their instinct, is to test anything before it trusts. So when a female eagle meets a male and they want to mate, this is what happens. She would go down, pick up a twig or a piece of, twig, and she will fly up. And then she will drop it. And then this male have to dive and catch it before it hits the ground. And then she will do this by taking it up every time, higher and higher and higher, until she is pursued and happy that he's the right male. Then they will mate, and then after this, the male will then start building the nest high up in a cliff, in a crack, where no animal can come. And he will basically take some first thorns, pack it, and then some twigs, and then some grass. And he does it three times, three layers, because that thorns is actually protecting the babies. And then he will take his own feathers, pluck them out on top of the nest. And then the mother will sit, and she will then hatch the babies and let them grow up. But it doesn't end there, because both the male and female participate in the raising of it. So then the male will go out, he will find food and bring food back. Then the day comes where the young ones needs to fly. So what does the mother do? Calls them, say, like we do, and take our children and take them for driving lessons and pay for it. No. Kick them out of the nest. And they fall. And while they're falling, dad goes down and dies. And that's why she tested him in the beginning. And he needs to catch the baby on its back until they flap their wings and they can fly. And when they get back, sometimes they do get back if they fall and they throw back, and the thorns are sticking them and they bleed and they have to get out of the nest. So, the lesson here is, first of all, in our preparation of our safe haven, in our preparation, this nest of yours, we also need to know that we have to get ready for changes, for tribulation, for struggles. But then we can only be ready for that when we have purpose and we have vision. God says this morning, my sons, my daughters, get out of your comfort zones. You see, that nest for that little eagles, young eagles, is a place of comfort where daddy is feeding them, where mama's keeping them warm. But now they need to get out because it's not so nice anymore. And God says this morning, my children, get out of your comfort zone. Because you are being pricked by the thorns. And it tells you something that we need to get out. He says, because with the eagle, it's going to result into laziness. And this laziness will be that we're not experiencing life and that we will not grow. So many Christians don't grow. You see, the thorns of life come to teach us that we need to get out and fly. You see, God wants us to fly. He wants you to be an eagle this morning, to soar up your wing and fly high above the storms. There's a story that was told of a man of a village at a mountain with a lake that wanted to catch an eagle. And what he's done, people laughed at him, said, there's no way, nobody has catched an eagle before. You can't catch an eagle. What he did, he went into a hiding place and he sat there for weeks watching the modus operandi and the routine of this eagle. Coming in, where he's catching the fish, where he sits down to eat, and he watched him. What he's done first, he took out a big rock and put it right next to the lake. And he waited. For a couple of days, the eagle won't come down to catch any food because that rock was worrying him. So he didn't sit down until one day he saw, listen, he's comfortable with it, and he went to sit on the rock. Then he started to put out a fish. Every day. For weeks, he put out a fish. First couple of weeks, the eagle didn't touch it. And then one day, it went sit onto the rock, and it ate the fish. Then what did he removed the fish, and he built a trap over the stone. So again, the eagle would fly, 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 until he later on sat on the trap. And the next day, he put in a fish. The eagle came to eat, and it was caught in the trap. Now, God wants to know this morning, my children, do you have vision? Because vision is that ability to think about or plan the future with imagination or wisdom. It's also say it's a state of being able to really see. Not to look, but to really see. Let me explain to you. A little girl was standing on the boat with her dad on the deck. But she was very small and she couldn't see. She said, Daddy, pick me up. I want to see. And he picked her up and he put her onto his shoulders. And then she cried out. She said, Daddy, Daddy, I can see far. I can look further than I can see. And that's what vision is. That you can look further than the eyes can see. You see, that's what God wants. He wants us today to say that we are eagles with vision and purpose. He asked the question, are we eagles sitting in a zoo, locked up in a cage with no vision or purpose this morning? Where do you find yourself this morning? Ephesians 6:12 says, for our struggles is not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the rulers of darkness, and the spiritual hosts, and the evil spirit forces in the heavy realm. The things that the eye cannot see. That's our enemy. Not the flesh, the things that our eyes do not observe. Now, why was this eagle then caught up or caught in this trap? First, he wasn't sensitive to his natural surroundings. Now you'd say, yes, but he did see the rock. Yes, he did. But he found comfort in it later on. As a young man in the story, Satan also come. He's got the same time and patience with us as children of God. Remember now, Satan's focus is two things. That's his focus. He wants to keep those unsaved unsaved. And those that are saved, he wants to keep them that they mean nothing for God and God's kingdom. And that's what he's doing. So he's got patience. He will sit and watch you and he will set the trap using what? Using our weaknesses. You see, our weaknesses are what he focuses on. Our weaknesses. So as the young man also, Satan also deceive us by making small changes that result into big motives. He's got big motives. Small changes. Only small changes. Look at the story of King David. He had a small beginning. Woman in the bath. By desiring her with his eyes, then with his mind, then with his will, and it ended up in wedlock and murder. Small things. Why? Because David was like this evil, insensitive to his instinct. You see, the fish eagle only trusted what his eyes could see. And by his desire for food and the hunger, the man could deceive him with a rock, the fish, and the trap. Thirdly, the young man used common sense. That's all. That's what Satan does. He uses common sense against us. Because what did he do? He said things, common. He focused on common things and do not always come with the ordinary things that we are expecting from Him. But He uses our basic needs and desire to lead us into trouble. He knows, and this is our basic needs. He knows our love. We need love. Expectations. We spoke about that one Sunday. Expectations. Sense of belonging. Self-worth. Food, shelter, and finances. And then, Satan here, our complaints and our murmuring. And exactly the things we complain about with our fellow friends, with our family. I mean, murmuring about, he focuses on that. Because remember, a chain is just as strong as the weakest link. And Satan will always find that weakest link because sometimes we declare our weaknesses. Fourthly, the eagle ignored its natural instinct. You see, he should have known by his natural instinct something was really wrong with that rock and had to get out of there. The changes like the rock then, and then after that the fish showed the danger. That was danger signs to me. It was red lights flickering. Why? Because the thing is, it was too easy. And God also gave us the natural instinct and gave us a built-in alarm called the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit that continuously warns us. But do we listen? That's the question this morning. In Romans 8 verse 13, for if you live according to human nature, you are going to die. But if by the Spirit you continually put to death the activities of the body, you will live. Romans 8, 14 says, for all who are led by God's Spirit are God's children. We are that young eagles this morning. We are that young eagles that needs to get out of the nest this morning. You see, the fifth thing, easy prey. When things are looking too easy to be true, get out, run away, or say no. Nothing is easy. There's no easy way to make money. There's no easy way to find love. There's not an easy way. It's always costing a price. There's always a sacrifice because Jesus sacrificed himself. So nothing is for free. I think personally the eagle couldn't believe his luck that one morning when he came and said, what a fish. For me, I don't have to hunt it. I don't have to use all my senses. It's just there for me. You see, Satan has the ability to decorate sin and make them seem attractive or harmless and adding on things in our life and circumstances and taking away certain things and in our circumstances to call us nearer. God is calling us today to get out of this comfort zone. Galatians 6 verse 7 says, stop being deceived. God is not to be ridiculed. A person harvests whatever he plants. The person who sows through human means will harvest decay from human means. But the person who sows in the Spirit will harvest eternal life from the Spirit. Let's go over these points again. First of all, children of God, don't be insensitive. And this is not the fleshy thing. Sensitive to the Holy Spirit. We can't be insensitive in the times that we live. We've seen it. We've seen how so many people are killed on the road. And this is Satan's work. He wants us dead. And that's 1 Peter 5:8 that goes with always be aware of the invisible enemy. Ephesians 6. Always be aware he's out there. But you see, he's color coating and sugar coating sin in such a way that it distracts us focus. And it's so easy. I don't know if I'm the only one, but it's so easy in the times that we live with new technology and with everything that's going on to be deceived like that. We have to be so careful. God says this morning, according to Romans 8, verse 13 to 14, he says, don't be disobedient to your instincts and to the voice of the Holy Spirit. So God is speaking this morning. Maybe God is not all the points, but there's something this morning that fell into your heart that made you feel uncomfortable, uneasy this morning. That's from the Holy Spirit. That's from the Holy Spirit. Then we need to do something about it. Galatians 6, verse 7 to 8, get out of our comfort zones. Remember, if something is too easy to be true, get out. Get out. See, when Moses went up to commune with God on the mountain, he left all the people behind. Everybody. Why? Because he wouldn't have heard God's voice. Because he had to be there alone with God. Alone with God. Spend time with God alone. So he left the crowd at the foothills. And then God says, children of God, use the storms of life. Use that tribulations and struggles. Use it to fly high above the storms. Use that. I've said it before. Use that. Every tribulation and trouble and discord and even our disbeliefs and rejection, whatever it is, use that as a staircase to that higher place where Moses was, where we can spend time intimately with God. Wouldn't that be nice? That's a nice place to be. You see, when we're in the high place, in that cliff, in the rock, that stronghold where the eagles nestable, if we're there, and we build our nest up there, we are separated from all the crows and from all the sparrows and the ravens and all the other, and the rodents and all those, they become our prey for our praying life. Of course, we're not like Satan that preys on people, but we have to pray for people. That's the difference. You see, remember always that eagles fly with eagles. You'll never get an eagle flying with an albatross or an eagle flying with any other bird. Never, ever. Eagle rather flies single-handed alone than flying with any other animal or seen with another animal. Know that. Visionaries, eagles, that's us, if you have a vision today, are excited in challenging times, and we will use it profitably. We will use this trouble profitably to the kingdom of God and to ourselves. So come today and be a visionary today. Come today and have a vision. What is your vision? God says this morning, my child, what is your vision to this morning? God says, stay away from people that are spreading poison. People that are setting tables with carcasses of rotten food for us to eat. People that spread poison into our lives by lies and gossip and anger and all those things. People that only focus on the negative in life, that has such an impact on our life that it prevents us from clipping our wings spiritually, that we can't fly high. And we again find ourselves in a cage, in a zoo, or with the chickens. You see, we have to come this morning and we have to declare to God, are we ready this morning? God says, are you ready, my children? I just want everybody just to close their eyes this morning. Father, I just want to, you lay it on my heart, just to pray this morning. And Lord, that each and every person here today will just do intra-inspect this morning, inspection of their own life, and say, what is my vision for 2021, Lord? Not vision for new cars and houses and more money, Lord, but vision to build out your kingdom in 2021. Because, Lord, you've already shown us, Lord, that 2021 is going to be a greater, a bigger, a more prosperous year than ever before. So, Lord, I want to come this morning, and I just want to pray for my brothers and sisters here this morning. I want to ask them this question. I see you sit for often. If you sit here this morning, and you want vision this morning. You want vision this morning. There's something in your life this morning that says that's holding you back. There's something that's making you heavy. That's on your back this morning. You can't raise yourself to start flying. Don't you want you to just give me your hand? You can put it down immediately. If you're here this morning, thank you for that hand. See that hand? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I hope that's everyone. Is anybody here this morning that said, Lord, I need vision. I want to be an eagle this morning. I'm going to soar up on the wings and fly high above the storms of this world. Lord, I don't want to be part of this. I will stay in this world, but I'm not part of this world. I separate myself from the ravens and the sparrows this morning. Are there such people here this morning? I see a few hands. And the others, don't you want to have vision this year? So this morning I want to do something. I want to, again, you know that at the end of the service I do a declaration that the Lord has laid upon my heart. And while that happens, Leon, you can just play something. To declare something is to take something and write it down in the history times. Then they take this and they would pin it onto the doors of the city gates. The city gates for everybody to read if there was a declaration by a king. And this morning we're going to make a declaration for our king, by our king. for our life, so that there's change this morning. So when you walk out here this morning, you will not be and cannot be the same person that walked in here. You can't. You'll be a person with vision. You'll be a person with 360 vision. That's the difference between us and an eagle. God will give you 360 degrees vision this morning. That we will also be able to fly into the sun and lock our eyes, and the eyes and our eyes will not be affected. But our flight will be to the Son of God. Are you ready this morning to declare this in your life? Because I'm excited. I want to declare it for 2021, because God has shown me this church is going to go from strength to strength. You won't see the numbers inside this church. God has shown me that it's not about the numbers. It will be about the numbers that get saved on the outside. You will see through the Bikers Church this year, 2021, there will be more savings than ever before in the history. So many people's lives will be... I heard about this wheelchair this morning. God says, your focus and vision is too small, Bikers Church. You have to widen your vision. There's a bigger vision out there. I want to give you the millions. I want to give you the trillions. I want you to make an impact in the Vaal. I want you to make an impact in South Africa. To change the culture of people from lost to be saved by Jesus Christ. Are you ready? Let's stand. So Father, we come this morning, we declare. Your word says in Isaiah 40 verse 29, you are the one who gives might to the faint and renewing our strength when we are powerless. By the power of Jesus' blood, we now come and we tear up every blueprint plan Satan has to deceive, to destruct and destroy us. Father, we bring down every trap set by the enemy this morning in your name. We come now and we bind the powers of Satan that is trying to penetrate our minds, our hearts and our souls to deceive and capture us. We declare that we will follow and be sensitive to our spiritual instincts by the Holy Spirit and will not fall into the trap of the enemy anymore. By the power of Jesus Christ, let us possess the gates of the enemy and establish the gates of praise in our lives according to Isaiah 60:18. Open the ancient gates so that the glorious King of glory may come in. Psalm 24:7. Arise and shine, for your light has come and the glory has risen on you. According to Isaiah 61. Sons, daughters, God says this morning, arise. Arise, say the Lord, and take up your vision and your mandate. I release unto you today, Bikers Church. Father, we declare to be those who keep waiting on you, Lord, who will be renewed by your strength. We want to soar on the wings like eagles. We want to run and not grow weary. We want to walk and not grow tired. Father, equip us with a spiritual vision of an eagle so we can see further than we look. Help us to remain focused no matter what the obstacles. We come this morning, we declare that by your voice a fire will be raised in us, igniting us to be a burning flame to please your heart. You are the voice of voices. You are the creator. You are the peacemaker. You are the grace giver, the ultimate healer, the comforter, the time shifter, the miracle maker, the star breather, the barrier breaker, our redeemer and savior, Jesus Christ. Invade this place with your love this morning, Lord. Invade us with your glory. Invade us with your healing power this morning. Invade us with your presence. Let faith arise and we see vision. Invade us with your spirit from the north to the south, to the east, to the west. God says, like a young eagle who is weak and vulnerable, I birth this Biker Church as my chosen one. I will elevate this church to a spiritual height far above anything natural. I will raise you above all your troubles and failures and will be hovering over you and protecting you. The Lord says, I am bringing the future into the now. It is time. Rise, my worship warrior. Rise up, Biker Church, as I bring increase to your church and will give you vision. Vision that will be the source and the hope of this church. Thank you, Lord. The greatest gift ever given to mankind is not the gift of sight, but the gift of vision. Father, let us find eyes that not only, but the eyes that can see, but eyes that can really see afar in the spirit. Lord, some of us are trapped in a turmoil of past experiences. We are suffocated by traditions and past experiences. We are buried in graves of glories of our past successes and are doomed to die. Give us your vision, O Lord, and set us free from limitations of what our eyes can see, and allow us to enter into the liberty of what your heart feels. Thank you, Lord. We now know it is only vision that makes the unseen visible and the unknown possible. That is, that it is vision that will generate hope in the midst of despair and destruction and will provide endurance and perseverance in tribulation. The Lord says, receive victory today, my church. Receive vision, my church. As you worship me with the sound of your music, as the sound of an eagle, and as the beat of your drums will follow my heartbeat. Rise up as visionaries this morning. Rise over your city. Rise over your country. Lift your banners of victory, for it is time to stand firm and have vision. God says, I want you to see beyond your eyes and live for the unseen. Your vision will determine your destinies. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.